and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOA News Time 850, Newsmaker 2 Time here today. We've got Tiffany Budke joining us, talking about a special concert coming up at Emporia State's campus this weekend.
Yeah, Tiffany, ESU Music Department. Tiffany, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. So, yeah, let's lay out what's going to be happening as part of the Amen Family Concert Series coming up this weekend.
Correct. Yes, we have a guest pianist, Isaac Hernandez. And he will be coming to perform a concert this Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m. in Beach Music Hall. It is free for all. And the concert is entitled Melodies Without Borders, Breaking Down Borders Through Mexican and American Music. So it should be an interesting program.
Now, with these recitals, is this something where the featured performer brings in the music, or do they wind up working with, say, staff on campus to kind of set what's going to be played?
A lot of times they'll create the program themselves, and that's exactly what he's doing. He sent me the information, and that's what he's going to present and play for us on Saturday. So,
Tiffany, how do we find artists that normally participate and perform as part of the Amen Family Concert Series?
Well, a variety of faculty have brought in a variety of artists. Last year, or actually several years ago, we brought in alumni, a flute player, Anastasia Matito. So sometimes there's been other instrumentalists brought in. Kind of depends on who the faculty has connections with around the state and country. And so it's not just restricted to piano players, but just any guest artist that we really want to have. So,
how often does the Amen series have performances? Is this annual performances or the more scattered through the year?
We try to have one every semester, one in the fall and then one in the spring. So Isaac, actually, we brought in last fall for Hispanic Heritage Month, and we had him perform a recital, and it really enjoyed him, so we're bringing him back for this weekend. And he's also, in conjunction with this recital, is adjudicating a piano event that we're having put on by the local area piano teachers. It's part of the Agnes Arnett Reichert Spring Festival, and we have students come in and play for a couple of judges, and they critique them, and he's one of our judges, and so we asked him to stay and perform that evening, so he's kind of got a busy day.
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, how did the Amen Family Concert Series start, Tiffany? A little history on that, if you could.
Well, I am kind of new to that, but okay. I've worked with Dr. Amen this past year, and so I know he established it for his family, and he is an avid arts supporter and music supporter of our university, and we work with the ESU Foundation, and so he is the sole, I guess, establisher of this concert series. So,
other question I have here, Tiffany, are there different musical instruments that come through with the Amen series, or is it kind of strictly towards piano?
No. Like I said, several years we had a flute player come in. There's been other artists, several piano players, and I can't remember in the past how many different instruments that we've had come in, but yes, it's not just restricted to piano.
All right, Tiffany, lay it out for us one more time. What's the time and place for the performance coming up this Saturday?
Okay, yes. The concert is Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m., and it's in Beach Music Hall, which is on campus there. And it is free to the public, and it's featuring Isaac Hernandez on piano, and it's called Melodies Without Borders, Breaking Down Borders Through Mexican and American Music.
Tiffany,
sounds good.
Yeah, we appreciate it very much here this morning. Have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Tiffany Budke, Emporia State Music Department's upcoming Amen Family Concert Series program. 7 p.m. Saturday night. It's free, Chuck. Beach free. Music Hall.
Liking that. Want to let you know for tomorrow's 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be busy again, kind of like we've been all week. But we'll have Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon joining us at 8:20 talking about Stamp Out Hunger, which is Saturday. And in case you haven't gotten your blue bags, they're coming because I got mine yesterday.
Yeah, so did I.
And then for the Newsmaker 3, Melanie Smith joins us. Earlier in the week, we chatted with Vanessa Cowie of Prairie Paws, one of the agencies that wants the Emporia Animal Shelter contract. Raise Your Paws has also submitted an RFP, so we'll talk about that effort coming up at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
That is tomorrow. And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare Without the Headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc. It is 8:56.
Check out the all-new Mel's Auto Service and Repair during their open house on Wednesday, May 15th.